the consciousness is growing. So it's not very naive to say that the process of existence is the process of consciousness expansion. This universe is changing, and these changes is towards more consciousness, more understanding. Universe is little by little understanding itself. We are a part of this universe, right? You know that some of your memories are in your brain, right? A lot of memories of this universe is in a human being. Not any of us, in that we. Remember that we? That we which is conscious and is looking at this universe and trying to understand, why are we here? What the hell are we doing? Up to this moment, the answer is, we are here because this is one of the tricks for improvement of consciousness. What are we doing? We are trying to expand our self-consciousness. But have you ever noticed that you don't have a chance to look at your consciousness? You don't have a hand over there to change your consciousness. Right? But you can. With what? With this silly stuff that was here before consciousness. Your habits, your thoughts, your deeds, you are changing the consciousness. Not the consciousness of you. The global consciousness. Of course, Mahatma Gandhi played a more visible role for the moment. We don't know what's your role, but you play a role in it, right? We are bringing this meaning in this universe. We are the instrument of consciousness. And let's go back to what I showed you last time. Do you remember I said, in you, there are different people sitting around, different qualities in you. Your thoughts, to me, looks like some birds, right? And I hope there are 30 of them to go to off, to be improved and all that. And there are blah, blah, blah. But I know someone in you who doesn't give a damn about you. Do you remember? That was the point I proved to you. I said in this complicated stuff sitting here, wheel, there are a lot of different fellows, right? Now, you're looking at him, you see a seeker of the truth, somebody who is here to study, right? Someone else, he's a father. Someone else, he's a husband. Someone else, he is a knowledgeable fellow who is doing this. A lot is there. There is one in him who doesn't give a damn about him. He thinks about me and you. Do you remember that? Oh my godness. This is not something you forget. We call it consciousness. It's a fellow in you who doesn't like you really. Who is looking at you. He has we in his mind. Therefore, you cheat. Your intelligence is happy, that thought is happy, but something hurts over there and ruins your pleasure and satisfaction of cheating. Because you're made this way. Somebody is in you. Do you remember how I proved it to him? Oh my God, please remember this. When I say, Will, someone in you doesn't give a damn about you, he will think that, my, again, this silly fellow is talking about something. I know that myself, I'm made of cells, okay? And all of these cells, they belong to me. They care about me. And their life depends on my life. It cannot be something else. He thought like that. I proved him wrong. I said, Will, remember, when you started your life, you started from one cell, you copied the cells to a couple of millions, then suddenly they started to change. Each of them took a mission. One of them took the mission to go and build your heart. He went and started to reproduce, and your heart was formed, right? Another part went to be the brain, another part, should I go for you, all that biology stuff, right? Guess what? 500 of them, they didn't participate in you. They were in a closet, waiting for you after 2 months or so, right? Suddenly something happened, and the choice was for you to be a man. Those 500, they were absorbed. They died. In her, didn't. They stood there. And they don't give a damn about this fellow. This fellow is just the factory. The factory that cell will someday use. To do what? To bring that beautiful girl you have. She was one cell of the same cell to be this, right? But that 500, they don't give a damn about this lady. They are the future. This lady is here to give service to that future. So literally in women, there are cells that they live there, but they don't give a damn. I don't mean that you could take it, put it somewhere else, you could do the same thing with the heart, but they are the fellows who each of them is you, a copy of you. Right? The same way there are some cells in you or some part of you that invisible in your essence. There are these cells that they don't like you. They care about one thing. And one thing only. What is that one thing? Huh. Means they care about justice, real, true, truth, expectancy, all that. Which is not you. It's we. So we have a delegate in you. Beware of that. A lot of people, they try to kill that delegate because it's a nagging person and it will ruin all your private parties. Yeah, when you're happy, you cheated and you're alone with yourself, that part hurts. That's the best part of you because that's the representative of we. Do you remember, I said, when you become me, you understand love? The seed of love is in that consciousness, is in you, is in all of us. It's in me. But it doesn't hang on to my life. That's the one that decides that I should give my life to pay for the thing I did that no one knows but how. You see how happy is in me and knows everything? Doesn't mean that God is sitting in me. That little piece of me is calling for help, is in me. And that's complicated and that's simple. So beware of that one in you. So you will not forget this week. Next time you will always remember there is someone. Because it's personality really, right? When we say consciousness, we're talking about a persona. There is a persona in you who doesn't care about you. is looking for how. If that person could think, his thought would be what? Would be the parrot. The parrot who wants to join other parrots in India, right? That's what it is. That's a part of me who wants to be out in we. That elusive we. We let go of this actual me. That's, I believe, what we talked about. Here, Rumi will point about something that isn't there that one in you? Why don't you pay attention to that? Isn't it that I gave you somebody in you which is not selfish? So you had the seed of selflessness in you, literally. So, you need more help? Pay attention to that. I made you out of an animal, but I gave you the potentiality of love. Do you need something else? That's that hal, that question. It says, that's where the question means stand up, be responsible, right? Because we gave you all you needed to be good. Yes?
Whence arise these forms? From ideas. And whence arise these ideas? From thoughts. This world is one thought from the universal intellect. The intellect is like a king, and the ideas his envoys. The first world is the world of probation. The second world is the recompense for this and that.
Oh, okay. Here, something to have in mind. Write these three verses somewhere and go and study it word by word. Because he plays with the words in a very bizarre way. Even for Iranian and Arabs, they need explanation here. Because this is the magic. He wants to explain what is coming from where. So you start, first of all, look at these forms. What is the outcome of form? The forms will give birth to what? You. There are two things, but they are described in one word. Form will give you the picture, right? So the picture of something is given to you by form. And picture in Arabic will be surat, sobar. Means face. Okay? Form will give you face. But sovar is the word for tasavvur, means thinking and imagination. You see? Form will give you the imagination. Okay? And this imagination or picture, in both cases, they are coming out of thought. So there is this form outside, which will give me a picture and will provoke my imagination, and all of that will start the thinking. And this thinking is what it is. The beginning of this universe is thinking, and we think that everything is just one thought of the Creator. Remember? He had something in mind, he said, be, therefore everything happened. So it's a thought over there. This universe is one thought of Aqlikul. That Aqlikul is something that we should talk about a lot. This is the day to learn something more about it. You know about Aql, right? Up to this moment, you know Aql is intelligence, right? Then you know Abel means binding together, tie, knot, remember? Then we know that Abel starts with the illusion of separation is an organ